we ask you this morning, the last couple Mondays, last few Mondays, we've been asking you our question in the morning is, what was your highlight of the weekend? We'd love to know. Love to hear it in your own voice at 715-396-1670, 396-1670. And especially if you were a part of that incredible Valentine's date night, I can only imagine, at Mikon Cinema, Chippewa Falls, the debut premiere exclusive showing of I Can Only Imagine 2. Might that have been your highlight? I mean, you got the terrific goodies to enjoy beforehand at Mikon Chippewa Falls. A lot of you going away with some terrific prizes. The fantastic movie. What a Valentine's Day. So love to get your take and your own voice if you were a part of that. Or whatever your highlight was, 715-396-1670. So I think the first time we did this, we got about 12. So that's kind of the record for most highlights in one day. I'll have to go back and verify that, but I think that was the case. Meanwhile, let's get into the WIB Wake Up Show time machine for today. And today in history, in 2005.
It's all about greed and people wanting to keep their profits. I really don't have any sympathy for the owners or for the players.
Yeah, the NHL National Hockey League scrapped what was left of their season, already decimated over a lockout, over a salary cap for its players. Major League Baseball kind of on a collision course for that next year because so disproportionate. What, the Dodgers have about a $500 million payroll, and you can take the bottom 6 to 8 teams, and collectively they don't even get to that, something crazy like that. All right. And finally, our morning devotion from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling for this February 16th, Monday. And today reads like this. Thank me for the conditions that are requiring you to be still. Do not spoil these quiet hours by wishing them away, waiting impatiently to be active again. Some of the greatest works in my kingdom have been done from sick beds and prison cells. Instead of resenting the limitations of a weakened body, search for my way in the midst of these very circumstances. Limitations can be liberating when your strongest desire is living close to me. Quietness and trust enhance your awareness of my presence with you. Do not despise these simple ways of serving me. Although you feel cut off from the activity of the world, your quiet trust makes a powerful statement in spiritual realms. And finally, in italics, the last sentence, my strength and power show themselves most effective in weakness. Yeah, and certainly one of the verses shares, there's three verses you can check out. 2 Corinthians 12:9 is what Paul says, quoting the Lord of that same message there, that closing sentence. But also Zechariah 2:13. And Isaiah 30:15. On the national scene, this one makes me feel old. Yeah, William Catt from the television show Greatest American Hero turning 75 today. Anybody remember that show? One of the great TV show theme songs of all time. It climbed the charts, actually, musically back in the day. Let's give it a listen on WIB.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. You should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not,
the part that's just really, really good. So enjoying that here this morning on WWIP.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. We had such a busy weekend. To start out with, we went down to the LaBrie Conference down in Rochester, Minnesota. Stayed with my son and his wife and our 7-week-old grandson. So, of course, just soaked that in, all the snuggles with him. And the conference was amazing. I've never been to one before. I hope to go to one again. And then Sunday, we got a new pastor at our church. So just amazing things going on this weekend. We had a great time. Everybody have a great day.
My thing for the weekend was celebrating my last day of radiation.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, sister, we celebrate with you. That's awesome. I can feel the emotion there. her highlight for the weekend, celebrating her last day of radiation. Thank you so much for sharing, and we join with you in celebrating that. What was your highlight of the weekend? Let us know. 715-396-1670-396-1670 on a 39-degree Monday, which apparently is not President's Day. I don't know. That's the word here. The federal holiday most of us call President's Day is, in fact, still officially named Washington's birthday in U.S. law. Established in 1879 to honor George Washington, the holiday was later shifted to the third Monday in February, which helped blur its connection to his actual February 22nd birthday and opened the door to a broader interpretation. Over time, cultural practice, state proclamations, and especially retail advertising transformed it into a celebration of multiple presidents, particularly Washington and Lincoln, under the more marketable label President's Day. Despite what you see on school calendars and sale flyers, the federal statute has never been updated, and Congress has been busy with other things. Okay, and so I was going to share the devotion from John 10:29. It's the promise of the day we gave you earlier in the hour from 365promises.com. So good. The words of Jesus, so rich here. I will keep you safe because no one can snatch you out of my hand. Take that, devil. And Barry Adams says, I love the picture that Jesus paints here. To better appreciate what he's saying, check out John 10:27-30. And Barry says, Jesus tells us in this passage that those who come to him will never perish because we're being held safely in the palm of his hand where no one can snatch us away. He then goes on to double our feeling of safety and security by telling us that we're also held in his Father's hand, who is the greatest of all. And Barry says, every time we think about this passage, he envisions himself being firmly held in the hand of Jesus and Jesus' hand being firmly held by the Father. What a picture of unity in the Godhead and security for us. He closes by saying, no matter what comes your way, nothing can snatch you out of the loving, invincible hands of both Father and Son. May the thought of this security bring us much peace to every troubled heart.
My thing for the weekend was celebrating my last day of radiation.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, sister, we celebrate with you. That's awesome. I can feel the emotion there. Her highlight for the weekend, celebrating her last day of radiation. Thank you so much for sharing, and we join with you in celebrating that. What was your highlight of the weekend? Let us know. 715-396-1670-396-1670 on a 39-degree Monday, which apparently is not President's Day. I don't know. That's the word here. The federal holiday most of us call President's Day is, in fact, still officially named Washington's birthday in U.S. law. Established in 1879 to honor George Washington, the holiday was later shifted to the third Monday in February, which helped blur its connection to his actual February 22nd birthday and opened the door to a broader interpretation. Over time, cultural practice, state proclamations, and especially retail advertising transformed it into a celebration of multiple presidents, particularly Washington and Lincoln, under the more marketable label President's Day. Despite what you see on school calendars and sale flyers, the federal statute has never been updated, and Congress has been busy with other things. Okay, and so I was going to share the devotion from John 10:29. It's the promise of the day we gave you earlier in the hour from 365promises.com. So good. The words of Jesus, so rich here. I will keep you safe because no one can snatch you out of my hand. Take that, devil. And Barry Adams says, I love the picture that Jesus paints here. To better appreciate what he's saying, check out John 10:27-30. And Barry says, Jesus tells us in this passage that those who come to him will never perish because we're being held safely in the palm of his hand where no one can snatch us away. He then goes on to double our feeling of safety and security by telling us that we're also held in his Father's hand, who is the greatest of all. And Barry says, every time we think about this passage, he envisions himself being firmly held in the hand of Jesus and Jesus' hand being firmly held by the Father. What a picture of unity in the Godhead and security for us. He closes by saying, no matter what comes your way, nothing can snatch you out of the loving, invincible hands of both Father and Son. May the thought of this security bring us much peace to every troubled heart. For me, I guess Valentine's Day, bringing my wife sat out. Usually we'll have breakfast out with some friends, but I brought her home breakfast and a peppermint mocha. She enjoyed it, and then also, you know, a handful of gifts and my card, and then later I'm like, did you like the card? She's like, I loved your card. So that was my highlight of the weekend.
Well, there you go. You know, I think my highlight of the weekend, and sometimes with these, as we're asking for yours, it's just something simple. And so mine was playing basketball in the driveway with my son, with my 10-year-old. You've seen Cooper, and he's big, tall, strong boy. And so it was honestly, as we were shooting hoops, then I'm like, let's play one-on-one. The first time, and yeah, I'm still, you know, way taller and bigger than him, but the first time where I'm like, no, this is legitimate. Like, we can play against one another. And it just reminded me of so many hours growing up playing with my dad and playing with my brothers that it's like, hey, I'm going to play one-on-one against my kid. And so, I don't know. It was just one of those father-son moments where I was like, man, it's really cool that I've got this big, strong boy that I can play against, too. And because I miss that. I miss playing with my dad and with my brothers. And obviously, some moved away and dad up in Rice Lake and work and all that, too. So it's like, hey, here, my own home, my own driveway, I can play with my son. And so, yeah, meant a lot. And so that was my highlight of the weekend.
Pretty cool.
Good morning. This is Mary Mandigo from Alma Center. I was blessed to win tickets to the I Can Only Imagine 2 movie, and I wanted to thank WWIB for that opportunity and to all the sponsors that had part in making it such an enjoyable evening. The movie was so good, everyone was riveted to their seats, and you could have heard a pin drop in that theater. So be sure to go see the movie. I'm planning to go see it again, and thank you, WWIB.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. We'd still love to hear your highlight of the weekend. That was great what Mary had to say.
Absolutely. And again, maybe you were at the I Can Only Imagine premiere event that we had. Maybe you won your tickets in. Maybe you saw the next showing. Maybe you're still planning to see it, but encourage you to check that out. But maybe you had something completely different. Maybe you went out for a walk on that beautiful Valentine's Day and just said, wow, what amazing creation we have. I know it was an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous day weather-wise on Saturday. Uh-huh. My family certainly enjoyed being out in it.
Absolutely. Well, if you've noticed coffee prices are rising, you are correct.
Yes. So it's kind of even altering how some Americans enjoy their daily coffee. New government data indicates that coffee prices increased nearly 20% just in January compared to the previous year. They've risen almost 50% over the past 5 years.
I didn't realize that. Wow. The U.S. imports nearly all of its coffee, and factors like climate issues, including drought in Vietnam and heavy rains in Indonesia, have contributed to lower crop yields and higher coffee prices.
I hadn't paid attention to that, but I know some conditions, again, in other parts of the world have dramatically increased chocolate prices. Mm. We saw that even with our Christmas baking and buying chocolate chips. So, just the way the world is, I guess, right now. A lot of things going on.
Good morning, Caleb and Mark and WWIB family. This is Linda from Chippewa. And I had just a wonderful Valentine's week. To start out with, I won those tickets to Mercy Me Too. And let me just tell you, that was probably the best movie I have seen probably ever. Well, anyway, it was wonderful. And I think I did more crying in that movie than anything, but I think everybody should go see that movie. It's just so precious. And then also, I won the heating bill, which I never expected, and that was a blessing to me. Then my son Justin and his wife Stacy came over yesterday with a little Valentine package for me, which I can't tell you what was in it, but it was such a blessing, and it was a wonderful Valentine's Day. So that was my Valentine's week, actually, and just so thankful to God for everything. Thank you, and I hope you have a great week.
Well, thank you so much, Linda.
Really impacted, and you can hear it. Wow, a lot of appreciation. I think she was one of the last winners in the WIB Winter Warm-Up.
My favorite part was gymnastics and getting McDonald's after. This is Taryn from Menominee.
I love that, Taryn.
So
and
cute.
You know what? When you burn off the calories in gymnastics, you got to go to Mickey D's afterward. You just have to. I think that's a rule.
Hi, this is Sylvia from Sorona. This weekend at Spooner Wesleyan Church, we had a missions weekend where we had speakers from around the world, and because of concern for security, I'm not going to name them, but it is so beautiful to know that our church is part of God's message to the world, And we had local speakers, which was also absolutely fantastic, what God is doing in our community in Washburn County. God bless you, and thank you for what you are doing, too. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much, Sylvia. Wonderful to hear again the highlights at 715-396-1670. What was a praise, a wonderful moment over the weekend. From that to this is the Olympics going into the second week now, Album.
Yes, and we've got some random Olympic trivia for you. For instance, in 1968, three female luge athletes from East Germany were disqualified after they were caught illegally heating the runners of their sleds. That's a no-no.
Did you hear about that new, is it a new version of luge where they like stack two people on top of one another? I didn't even know that was a thing. Huh. But apparently, I don't know what they
call it. I had not heard of that.
Some sort of double luge. Yeah, I would not want to be the person on top if they come to a sudden stop and you keep going. Random Olympic trivia. The 1994 Lillehammer Games, that's Sweden, right? Huh. Were the first Winter Olympics to be held in a different year than the Summer Olympics.
Huh. The 1998 Alpine skiing competition in Nagano, Japan, had to be rescheduled several times because there was actually too much snow on the mountain.
Not too little, but too much. And random Olympic trivia, one more. Short track speed skating, they had some of that on the other day. It's often called NASCAR and ice due to the high frequency of crashes and tight lane racing. Mm. I think America was kind of awakened to short track with Apollo Anton Ono, right? And yeah, that was very, very exciting and controversial because what would the Olympics be without a little controversy?
And Lillehammer, actually Norway.
Norway. Oh, okay. One of those Scandinavian countries.